It's Wednesday, December the 2nd, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by Raytheon Technologies. Coming up, Barr's fruitless fraud hunt and America's COVID-19 stimulus proposal. First, the world in brief. William Barr, Donald Trump's Attorney General, admitted he had found no evidence of mass fraud in America's presidential election. He had been given dispensation by the president to search for it. Meanwhile, a top Republican election official in Georgia pleaded with Mr. Trump to stop making unfounded allegations about the legality of the state's vote for fear of stoking violence. Separately, Joe DiGeneva, an attorney for the Trump campaign, called for Chris Krebs, formerly the top election security official with the Department of Homeland Security, to be taken out and shot. Mr. Krebs, a Republican, was fired for saying there was no fraud. A bipartisan group of American lawmakers unveiled a $908 billion COVID-19 relief bill to provide emergency aid to the unemployed, small businesses, and airlines until March. Its introduction follows months of congressional deadlock. The bill must be approved by the Trump administration and leaders in the House and Senate. President-elect Joe Biden wants a stimulus bill passed before his inauguration on January 20th. A court ruled that children under 16 in England and Wales must prove they are mature enough to access puberty blockers, which can damage their fertility and sexual function as adults. The case was brought by Keira Bell, a 23-year-old woman who was given such drugs by the Tavistock Clinic in London when she was a teenager who identified as a boy. After taking hormone treatments, she later began to detransition. The United Nations Development Programme faces corruption allegations linked to the Global Environment Facility, a multi-billion dollar organisation dedicated to tackling environmental issues. The GEF has financed $7 billion worth of UNDP projects. An internal audit of this portfolio found signs of fraudulent activities, according to the Financial Times. The UNDP said it takes such allegations seriously. Russia deployed new advanced S-300 V-4 missiles on disputed Kuril Islands in the Western Pacific. Japan also claims sovereignty over the islands, which it calls its North Territories. The mobile air defense system is meant to counter ballistic and aerial attacks. The dispute goes back to the Second World War, when Russia seized the islands in the wake of Japan's surrender. Iran's parliament approved plans to increase levels of uranium enrichment closer to the level needed to produce nuclear weapons. The move, seen as a response to last week's assassination of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, Iran's leading nuclear scientist, directly contravenes the nuclear accord signed by Iran in 2015. But Iran's government, the Foreign Ministry and Atomic Energy Organization immediately disavowed their parliament's decision. South Korea's parliament passed a bill that will allow the seven members of BTS, the world's most successful K-pop group, to postpone their mandatory military service. Entertainers recommended by the culture minister can defer their service to age 30. It is 28 for ordinary citizens. The amendment comes 3 days before the eldest member's 28th birthday. And editor's note. Yesterday's edition of Espresso featured news about the tie-up between S&P Global and IHS Markit. Although it's a big deal, we didn't mean to mention it twice. Sorry.